Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet 44. We are going to finish Bezad Hashem the 8th parak. And then tomorrow Bezad Hashem we're going to start the final parak of the Masechet. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalema V'alechonim V'chlalam Chemdav V'acham V'chan 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 Shalom ben Esther, Moshe ben Chana, Yafa bat Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chaya, Sarah bat Tzipa, Recha bat Chana, Simcha ben Malka, Miriam bat Yocheved, Eliza ben Miriam, Chana, Liana bat Noma, Chasla bat Amasa bat Chana, Gerag bat Baracha, Dan ben Esther, Yitzchak ben Orli, Yaakov bat Tamar Malka, Elisha ben Eter, Yaman Efe, Yosef ben Devorah, Shalom ben Penina, Yosef ben Yafa, Daniel ben Dina, Simcha ben Naya, Margalit bat Yaakov, Alina bat Miriam, Malka bat Esther, Menachem ben Ariya, Ben Yifka, Alina bat Sarah bat Miriam, Yitzchak מני אפה ויגד דינה בדתה בנסנר יצחק הילה יצחק מני סבן צום מרחל חיים לזה מרחל היה ולהבדיל לילוי נשמת רחל בת אליהו דינה בת ארון תמר מרחל דברה משה בן רפאל אליהו מני יוסף יצחק שלמה שלום מסכנים שבן משה יראל יפה בת אריאל אליהו יעקב בן יצחק יראה נחל בן משה מורדכה בן ישוע יהושע בן חזקיה דוד בן ישיה דוד בן ידידיה אפרים בן ידידיה מאיר בן דוד הכהן של יום יום פטירתו להבדיל הרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we are at the bottom of the page on Mem Gimel Amud Bet 43b, Ki Ata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov. Yalda Pechuta Mitefach, Chayevet Be'orla Kol Shenotea. If you have a Yalda, we discussed what's a Yalda yesterday, it's a tree that is smaller than it's smaller than 3 years old, it's a child tree, it's an immature tree, it hasn't grown, and it is smaller than a tefach. A tefach is a fist size. It's so tiny, it doesn't grow. And so the Gemara says, it is obligated in Orla all of its years. Because it looks like it's only 1 year old. What's Orla? Orla is the first 3 years of the tree. You cannot eat from the fruit. So this tree, since it never grows, it's always, Midrabanan HaChachamim viewed it as always Orla, because it looks like a 1 year old tree. That's only when it's a vineyard. Two trees, and one tree. Two and one. But if let's say it's a full vineyard, if it's a complete full vineyard, then it has a voice to it. And everyone will hear that it's not just a 1 year old tree. It's just an immature tree, but it hasn't grown, but it's much older than 1 year old. Rashi says, Kala itle, Hakol omrim kerem yeshlo ploni meshune mikol hakeramim. Everyone will say, this guy has a weird vineyard. V'yodin shi zekena. And everyone will know that it is an older tree. You don't need to worry about that. That's if it's a complete vineyard, whereas if it's two and one, that's where we worry. Kiata ravdimi amar biyachanan mishum rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Met tofes arba amot. The Kirat Shema, a dead body. The way it works is that when a person dies, within their four amot, there's impurity that it grabs all around. So you're not allowed to say Kirat Shema within four amot of the body. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Loeg Larash Cheref Oseu. That Loeg Larash is that somebody who is making fun of a pauper, making fun of, let's say, somebody who is a poor person, Cheref Oseu Hashem Ol Chas V'Shalom Makim. Meaning to say, the pasuk is being used in regards to when somebody walks into a cemetery with his tzitzit out, or he goes into this, you know, by a dead body and he says Kriyat Shema. What is he showing? He's saying, look, I can do this mitzvah and this body can't. He's making fun of the body, chas v'shalom. So you shouldn't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Amar b'Yitzchak, Amar b'Yochanan, Mishum b'Eliezer ben Yaakov. Churgeta hagedala b'ena achim, asura linase l'achin. If you have a stepdaughter, stepsister, who grew up amongst different stepbrothers, she is not allowed to marry one of those stepbrothers. Why not? De michazia ki achatayu. It looks like their sister. Right? She grew up with them, so everyone thinks it's their sister. Velohi, but that's not really the case. Kala idlai de milta. Everybody's going to talk about the fact that she is a stepsister, not the actual sister. So therefore, halachically, it wouldn't be a problem. Va'amar b'Yitzchak, amar b'Yochanan, mishum rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Leket shechecha upe'ah. Leket shechan pe'ah are different portions that are left for the ani, for the poor person. Sha'asa'an bagorin. If let's say they were taken and put into a pile, and made into a threshold like a pile, hukbe'u lema'aser, they now become obligated to give ma'aser. Amar Ula says, lo ameran ela basadeh. That's only in the field. Aval ba'ir kala id leila milta. But if it was in the city, no, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's the din by maaser? Maaser is whenever it grows over there and you make it into a pile. Once you make it into a pile, it becomes obligated into maaser. Over here, it's not growing there. You're taking it from somewhere and you're bringing it to the field. But still, chachamim made a gezerah that people from the outside won't know. They'll think that it grew over there and you're obligated to give maaser. So therefore, midirabanan, in the field, they obligated you in maaser, but not in the city. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Yalda pechota mitefach eina mekadeshet et hazeraim. We said this case before of Yalda. If you have a young tree that's smaller than a tefach, smaller than a fist size, it would not mekadesh hazeraim. It would not make the other seeds, the other plants, asur. Meaning, we know that something called kil'e hakerem, that you have a mixture, mixed breeds of different seeds, you plant different items, you mix breed, that's asur, you're not allowed to benefit from that. So if it's smaller than a tefach, the tree, it would not be within that prohibition. That's not considered a problem. That's only when it's like we said on yesterday's Rashi, where it was 2, 2, and 1, only if it's set up like that in the vineyard. But if it was a full, complete vineyard that many, many trees all around, then it would be a problem. That would be mekadesh, even if it was smaller than a tefach. V'amar Yitzchak amar b'yochanan mishum rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Flipping the amud. Met tofes arba amot letum'ah. A dead body, it grabs within 4 amot. Every amah, we said, is from the elbow to the fingertip. So 4 amot is about 1.5 feet is an amah. So 6 feet about. Within 6 feet, the dead body grabs a hold of the tum'ah. V'tana tuna, and the Tana taught, chatzar hakever. If you have this chatzar hakever, which I'll explain what that is, ha'omed betochat tahor, someone who stands inside here is tahor. What's a chatzar hakever? So Rashi explains, shelifnei ha'me'ara, in front of the cave. Basically the way Rashi, I'm not going to read the whole Rashi, it's a long Rashi, but the Rashi explains basically that they used to have these caves with an opening. It was like an entrance into a cave. And within this cave, they would carve out into the walls of the cave a space that you can fit the body. And they used to bury the bodies like that in these caves. Right? And that would be that. So if somebody went into this entrance of the cave, he would still be tahor. So the Gemara, why? Because it's considered like a mechitza. So the Gemara says, Vehu shiyuba arba amot, divrei Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says there needs to be at least 4 amot in that area. If that room that he goes into has 4 amot, then he is in a different entity than where the dead body is within the carved walls. Beit Hillel omrim arba'a tefachim. Beit Hillel says, no, you don't need 4 amot. He says, even 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is 4 fists. It's much less. B'medvarim amorim, when do we say this? Shepitcha milemala. We say this when the entrance is on top. Imagine he has to come in from the top, and the dead bodies are carved into the walls, and he's coming in from the top. So, aval pitcha minatzad, but if the entrance is from the side, and he's coming in on the side of the cave, divirakol arba amot. Everybody agrees you need to have 4 amot in order for him to stay tahor. The Gemara says, hold on a sec. Well, where did you get that from? What does it mean? How does that make sense? If it's from the top, the entrance, then that's where the machloket is. But from the side, you need 4 amot? Why? Adarab, on the contrary. If I'm coming in from the side, I can slip in through with a small amount of space, even if it's 4 tefachim like this, without, you know, putting myself over the dead body, and I'll stay tahor. The way it works is a dead body, if you mahil, if you go over the dead body, if you put your arm over the dead body, you become tamen. It impurifies like that. So if I come from the side, I can squeeze in even if in a much smaller space. Why do I need 4 amot? Over there, 4 tefachim should be fine. Whereas milemala, if the cave, if I was coming in from the top, efshar de lo mahil. It's impossible if I'm coming in from the top that I'm not going to go over one of the dead bodies. So over there, I would need much more space. So how can you say that 4 tefachim would be okay from the top? So elam emedorim amurim, rather, let's flip it around. What are we talking about? Shepitcha min atzad. The machloke Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is when the entrance is from the side. Aval pitcha milemala arba amot. But if the entrance is on the top, everybody agrees we need to have 4 amot in order for the person to stay tahor. Vahane mile chatzar akever de misayma mechitzata. That's only this courtyard for this kever, this entrance to the kever that is marked. Right? Rashi says the misayma mechitzata. Rashi says Yeah, v'hani mile, it's on the second part of Rashi. V'hani mile, hasha me'adada perushi siyata me'acha. Mide itzirich li mitneha omeno tochot tahor. From the fact that it says that someone who stands inside here is tahor. Shema mina hani mile chatzar hakever. That's only a chatzar hakever. The misayma mechitzata, the me'ara lechudei. With the chatzar lechudei. It's clear, it's marked that there's a wall, it's a mechitza between when you walk into this entrance, between where the bodies are inside these carved holes into the cave. It's a mechitza. So that's clear, when there's a mechitza, that's why he would stay tahor. But the Gemara says, aval, met be'alma, but if it was a standard dead person, tafis. Then if he walks in, if it was a standard dead person in the middle of the room, and you walk into that house, the person would become tameh. The only time we're saying you wouldn't is if the guy is in this carved, the dead body is in the carved area of this space, of this hole, and you walk into a room that has four amot, so therefore you're in a separate entity, it's like a mechitza, because he's in a separate entity, and so therefore you wouldn't become tameh. Then we said, Mia ish asher eras isha, who got engaged to a woman. So we said, these are the people that can go back from the war. Tan Rabbanan, asher eras. So it says, someone who got engaged, echad me'areset betula, whether it's to a virgin, echad me'areset almana, or a widow, echad shomeret yavam, or a sister-in-law, v'afilu chamisha achin, umet echad me'em b'milchama, kulan chozerin, even if you have five brothers, and one of them die in the war, everyone goes home. So the Gemara says, lo lakach velo lakacha. It says in the pasuk, he didn't marry her lakacha. Why doesn't it just say velo lakach? So prat la'almana lekohen gadol. It's coming to exclude a widow marrying a kohen gadol. Gerusha v'chalutza lekohen ediot. A widow or a chalutza to marry a regular kohen. Mamzeret unetina leYisrael. A mamzeret who came from illegal relations and a netina. Who Rashi explains over here what the netina is. If you look in chapter 9 in the book of Yehoshua, he explains who the netinot were. There was the givonim, the people who came to Yehoshua when he saw that they kept conquering and they pretended and they faked to be Jewish. And then at the end, Yehoshua cursed them when he found out that they were lying, but he already made a covenant with them so he couldn't kill them. So netina is a mamzer netina to Israel. Both of them are prohibited to Israel. And bat Israel a mamzer and a natin, and a daughter of Israel to a mamzer or a natin. All of these people would not be allowed to get married, and so therefore, if somebody married one of these people, they wouldn't go home from the war. Lema de loker Rabbi Yosi Agilili. Let's say this is not like Rabbi Yosi. Dear Rabbi Yosi Agilili, if we say like Rabbi Yosi, ha'amar ha'yare v'racha levav, says somebody who has a fearful heart. The person who goes back from war is a person who is afraid of the sins that he has in his hands. So you see from here that it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says if you're afraid of your sins, you get to go home. Over here we're saying somebody who is marrying an almana, who is a kohen gadol, he's asur to marry her, but still he's doing it, he doesn't get to go home. So the Gemara says, afilu tema Rabbi Yossi gili. No, even if you want to say like Rabbi Yossi, kide Rabba. It's following the opinion of Rabba. The Amar Rabba, leolam eno chayav ad she'ivol. Person is not liable until he does be'ila. Meaning, when he has illegal relations, the only time he becomes liable to the isur is when he actually sleeps with the woman. Ma ta'am lo yikach. So what's the reason why it says, don't take this woman, right? If you look at the pasuk says, almana ugrusha v'chalala zona et ela lo yikach. There's a widow, a divorcee, a chalala. All of these women, the Kohen shouldn't take. So why does it say lo yikach? Mishum lo yichalel. Because it says in the next pasuk, in the pasuk right after that, it says, don't make your children chalalim. Mishum hachi, that's why it says, eino loke ad she'ivol. So that's why it says he doesn't receive lashes until he does be'ila. What is this all saying? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, kidderabba. Rabba says, da'amar ein averab kiddushin ad she'ivol. The sin doesn't come by kiddushin until he sleeps with a woman. She'yaviz zar'o ota aisha lidei chilul. And when he brings the child or the woman to chalala. By a widow it says don't take. That's referring to kiddushin. I would have thought that just by doing kiddushin with the woman who he's asur to, he violated the isur. Comes the Gemara to teach us that no, the isur is really like Rabba, that only when he actually sleeps with her, only then he violates the isur. But kiddushin itself is not the isur, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, maybe even Rabbi Yossi would agree over here that once if he's sleeping with her, that's already asur, right? If he's sleeping with her, that's already considered a sinning, and so therefore he would receive lashes. But before that, he's not considered a sinner, and so that's how Rabbi Yossi would explain this. Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Bana. It says, if a person builds a house, asher natai plants a vineyard, asher eras, he engaged the woman. So the limda Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us to have derech eretz. Sheivne adam bayit v'yitak kerem v'achar ki yisa isha. First you should build a house, then plant a vineyard, and only then marry a woman. Va'af Shlomo amar v'chukmato, even Shlomo said, look at this pasuk, hachen b'chutz melachtecha, prepare outside your work, v'ateda v'sedelach, provide in the field, achar v'anita v'etecha, and then only afterwards build yourself the house. So the Gemara says, hachen b'chutz melachtecha, prepare your outside your work, zebait, that's referring to building a house, v'ateda v'sedelach, providing for the outside, for yourself in the field, zekerem, that's a vineyard, afterwards, you build your house. Zoisha, that's her wife. Devar acher. Not only that, what can we learn from this pasuk? Hachen b'chutz melachtecha. Prepare for yourself outside. Zem mikra. You have to learn mikra. You have to learn pasukim. You have to learn Tanakh. V'atadeh b'sadelach. Provide for yourself in the field. Zem mishnah. That's learning mishnayot. You have to learn mishnayot. Acharu banita beitecha. Zeh talmud enen. You have to build your house. That's referring to the Talmud, all of the svarot and explanations for the Mishnah, understanding the Gemara. Davar acher, not only that, hachen b'chutz melachtecha, prepare your work outside, zeh mikra u'mishnah. Another opinion says that's mikra and mishnah. V'atada b'sadeh lach, zeh Talmud, that's referring to the Gemara. Achar v'anita v'edecha, enu ma'asim tovim, that's having good actions. You need to have mikra u'mishnah, then you learn Talmud, and then you have to have ma'asim tovim. Rabbi Eliezer Benosher Biyosei Gili Omer, Hachen b'chutz melachtecha zen mikra u'mishnah v'talmud. He says no. First you have to do learning Tanakh, Mishnah, and Gemara. V'atadeh b'sadelach elu ma'asim tovim. Then you need to have good action. You need to be a good person. Achar v'anita v'edecha derosh rekabel sechar. And then only afterwards, you build your house. That's referring to, you have to be doresh. You teach, you learn, you be doresh on these topics, and you receive reward on everything you learn. My question on this last piece was, and the second to last piece was, I don't understand. First, you have to learn all the Torah, and only then you have to have ma'asim tovim, you have to be a good person. How does that make any sense? If anything, the prerequisite to learning Torah, a person has to be a good person. That's part of the Torah, right? So how can you say, first learn Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and only then you have ma'asim tovim? So I'll tell you, maybe the chidush is, the answer is like this. Maybe it's not saying you have to do this first. It's saying the only way you can arrive to ma'asim tovim, to be a good person, is from Torah. Because the good person doesn't mean having good manners. A good person is learning from the midot of our forefathers what it means to be a good person from the derech of the Torah, and only then you can be learning to have ma'asim tovim. And just a side note, I saw this in Olam HaMidot, he says the Nazim, Imach Shemam, they had very good manners, they were very put together and very good manners, but they were terrible people. Good manners doesn't mean good person. Good person is defined by our Torah, so therefore you need to learn Torah in order to learn how to be a good person, but of course a prerequisite to the Torah is being a good person. Ve'elu she'inan chozrin, these are the people that do not return. They don't go home from the war. Habone beit sha'ar, if he builds this gatehouse. So Tana, im hosif bo dimos echad chozer, even if he just added one little line, he renovated one part and added one line of bricks, let's say, to his house, that's enough for him to be able to go back home. He added a new part to his house. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af habone beit levenim basharon lo haya chozer, even if someone who built these bricks in the Sharon, where the Sharon was a place that every couple of years it would break down, he wouldn't go home. Tana, mipnei shemichadshin oto pa'amayim b'shavua, because he would have to renew it and renovate it and fix it up every two times, every 7 years. So every 3.5 years, he would have to fix it up. Ve'elu she'in zazin b'mkoman, these are the people that would not even leave their spot. Bana bayit chadash v'chanacho, somebody built a new house and he started living in it. So they wouldn't even leave their homes. Tana rabbanan, isha chadasha, a new woman. Ein li ela isha chadasha, that's only a new wife. Almana u'grusha minayin. How do I know a widow and a divorcee? Talmud lomar isha. It says a wife mikol makom, any type of wife. Imken mal talmud lomar isha chadasha. So why does it say a new wife? Misha chadasha lo. It's coming to teach you. It has to be a new wife to him. Yatsa machazir grushato she'ein chadasha lo. So excluding a person who remarries a divorcee, that he would not be able to stay home. He would have to go out to war. Nachon. Tana rabbanan lo yetze b'tzava. So it says he doesn't go out to war. Is it possible these people that they stay home? They don't go to war. Maybe they help with the war. They help get food, water, they fix the roads. He doesn't help at all. He stays home. Maybe maybe I'll add in these people who they do help. We said they do help. The man who built a house, he didn't live in it. Or he planted a vineyard, but he didn't redeem it. Or he engaged a woman, but he didn't marry her. Maybe these people also, they wouldn't help at all. Talmud Lomar, Alav. No, it says specifically on him. Alav, Yata Ma'avir, Avata Ma'avir, Alav Kareem. You bring the help from other people, but not from those first people. So these later people, they would have to help. They stay home, but they help. Okay, it says lo yavor alav. Don't put it on him. Don't allow him to do this. Right. So why does it say he shouldn't go out to war? It's the same thing. The Gemara says lavor alav b'shnei lavin. It's to tell us that he violates two commandments. If this person who's not obligated to go out to war, he goes out, he violates two commandments. He's not allowed to go out to war. That's the end of this Gemara. Okay, new Mishnah. V'yasvu ha-shoterim ledaber la'am. The shoterim came out and started adding on and continued. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hayare Veracha Levav Kemashmeo. Somebody who is afraid and has a soft heart. It's exactly what that means. She'eino yachol la'amod b'kishrei ha-milchama v'lirot cherev shelufa. He's not able to stand in the war, in the battles, and see a drawn sword. Rabbi Yosei Gildi Omer Hayare Veracha Levav. Who is this person who is afraid and goes home? Zehu ha-miterem min averot shebayado. The person who has sins in his hands. So the Torah gave him all of these leniencies to be able to go home as a result of them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Almana l'Kohen Gadol, Gerusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Ediot, Mamzer v'Netina l'Yisrael, Bad Yisrael v'Mamzer l'Natin, all of these forbidden relations, Harehu ha-Yareh v'Rach ha-Levav. Rabbi Yossi says, they are considered part of the category of someone who's afraid. He's afraid of the sins that he has, so he gets to go home. So the Gemara says, V'Haya... When the shoterim finished speaking, they put commanded people in the front, and at the end of the nation, they placed these brave people in the front and in the back of the nation, and they put axes in their hands. Anybody who wanted to leave without permission, what would the guy do? He would knock out his legs, take out his knees with his axe. Because the beginning of running away is falling. Once you start running away, that's it, you're already falling. When they started running away from the Pelishtim, there was a huge plague. And then it says, and they fell down to the ground as chalalim. When are we referring to? This is only when it's optional wars. But if it's a mitzvah war, like going out, Rashi says, "Kigon kibush Eretz Yisrael," going to conquer the land of Israel and take over and make it our own. Even chatan and kala have to go out to that war. Amar biyuda. When is that the case? B'milchamot mitzvah. That's only, he says, no. When are we lenient by wars of mitzvah? Aval mechamot chova hakol yotzin. He says, but obligatory wars, everybody has to go out. Afilo chatan mechedro v'kala mechupata. Even chatan and kala have to go out. We're going to see in the Gemara what's the difference between these two opinions: mitzvah, reshut, chova, mitzvah. Let's see. The Gemara says, ma'ika ben Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Gilili. What's the difference between opinion of Rabbi Yossi on the previous amud and Rabbi Yossi Gilili? Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion even the forbidden relations like almana l'kohen gadol, he has to go. He goes back for more. Rabbi Yosef Gildi said that from sins that he has in his hands, he goes back for more. So they're saying the same thing essentially. So the Gemara says, "Ika beinayu avera derabanan." The difference between them would be a rabbinic prohibition. What would be that difference? Rabbi Yosef Gildi says, even if he violates a isur derabanan, he's afraid, he goes home. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only if it's isur deoraita like almana l'kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, "Kiman azla hadetanya." Who's this braita go like? Sach ben tefillah letefillah. If he spoke between his tefillin on the arm and his tefillin on the head, avera hi biyado vechozer alem meochrei milchama. It's a sin. You're not allowed to speak in between arm and head tefillin. And if he does that, he goes home from war if he's afraid because he has sins in his hand. So the Gemara says, "Keman, who is this like?" Rabbi Yossi Agilili. It's like Rabbi Yossi Agilili because it's isur derabanan. It's a sin that he's afraid of. Man tana laha detenu rabanan. Who's the author of this baraita? Shama kol keranot v'hirtia. If you heard the sounds of the blows and he got scared, hagafat terisin v'hirtia, or the slashing shields and he got very scared. Tzitzuach haravot umayim shotetin lo al birkav. He heard the clashing of the swords and he started, wetting his pants. Chozer, he goes home. Keman, who is this like? Lema Rabbi Akiva hi v'lo Rabbi Yosegeli. Maybe this is like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that if you're afraid, right? What was Rabbi Akiva's opinion? He can't stand in the war and see a drawn sword. That was a Riyakiba. So maybe it's a Riyakiba over here. So the Gemara says, Beha afila Riyasa gedimode. No, even Rabbi Yossi would agree over here. You should not make your brother's heart soft. You have to be strong so that your brothers are strong. But if you're afraid, you're going to cause your brothers in war to be afraid also. So even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you get to go home if you're afraid. So the Gemara says, we said the beginning of running away is falling. Shouldn't have said that. Instead of saying the beginning of running away is falling, the beginning of falling comes from running away. It should have said it like that. When you start falling, when is that from? From running away. So the Gemara says, you're right. It meant to say that the beginning of falling is from running away from your enemy. Same thing with the Yetzirah. Your biggest fall is when you continue to tell yourself that you don't have a Yetzirah or that you don't have this fault. The only way to be able to conquer your faults and your wrongdoings and your Yetzirah is by first acknowledging that you have it and stepping up to face that battle. But when is this the case we said in the Mishnah? B'milchamot ha-reshut, the optional wars. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, reshut derabanan, zoi mitzvah derabbi Yehuda. The optional war of Tanakama, the first opinion, is a mitzvah war of Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzvah derabanan, zoi chovah derabbi Yehuda. And the mitzvah war of Rabbanan was an obligatory war of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rava says, Milchamot Yehoshua lechabesh, divra kol chova. The wars of Yehoshua to go and conquer the land of Israel, because the land of Israel is our homeland. Those are obligatory wars. Everyone has to go out. Even a chatan, you got married yesterday, he has to go out to that war to fight for Am Yisrael. Also, if they need to. Okay, it's a good question. You're asking Charedim. Milchamot ve David, there's different things that a woman can do in the war. It's not necessarily the fighting. Women can be nurses, women can be all different types of positions. Milchamot Beit David l'ravcha, divrei hakol reshut. The wars of David, just to get more land, that was an optional war. Everyone agrees. Where's the machloket? Ki pligi in the ma'ute goyim delulaiti alayu. We want to minimize the goyim not to come upon us. Is that obligatory or optional? So the Gemara says machloket. Mar karele mitzvah, umar karele reshut. Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, and Tanakama calls it optional. Nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Who cares what they call it? The difference is, leosek b'mitzvah shepatur min ha-mitzvah. Ooh, this is a huge sugya. If somebody is delving in one mitzvah right now, we know he is exempt from any other mitzvah. You're learning Torah right now, you're exempt from other mitzvot. Right? So if somebody is dealing with a mitzvah at war, he doesn't have to go do other mitzvot. So Tanakama would say, it's not a mitzvah. So it's only a reshut. So if you have another mitzvah, you have to go and do another mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it is a mitzvah to minimize the goyim, and so therefore, from them to come upon you, so therefore it is considered a mitzvah. Now, a second mitzvah would be exempt from another mitzvah. Hadran alach meshuach melchama, Gustav de Retere, will continue in the new parak tomorrow. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Ben and Gimel Amud Ben by talking about all these different cases of Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and name Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov, and how the dead body takes effect within 4 amot of its space. And then we spoke about somebody who engages a woman. And we said any type of woman, it says whether it's almana, whether it's a betula, no matter what, as long as it's a new type of woman to him, that would be, he would go home for that. We spoke about who goes home, who doesn't go home, who stays and doesn't help, who does help and stays. Then we started a new Mishnah. And we started talking about the different opinions of what does it mean, hayarev erach alevav, somebody is afraid. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Gili. Then we got into the Gemara, and the Gemara said, discussing the different opinions, what was the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Gili? Rabbi Yossi said, Isur da'oraita, you go home. Rabbi Yossi Gili said, even Isur da'arbanan, if you're afraid of your sins, you get to go home. And then we brought the last case on the Mishnah, was talking about the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama said, the optional wars, it's a machloket, but the mitzvah wars, you have to go out. Rabbi Yehuda said, the mitzvah wars, a machloket, but the obligation wars, you have to go out. And the Gemara explained that they're saying the same thing, essentially. Tanakama was saying, optional is mitzvah for Rabbi Yehuda, And mitzvah is obligatory for Rabbi Yehuda. And the difference between them would be if it's, let's say, a war, like to minimize the goyim from coming upon us. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's a mitzvah. Tanakama would say it's optional. And the nafkamina, the difference would be if you're delving in that mitzvah, do you have to stop to do another mitzvah? Tanakama would say, yes, you have to stop. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you don't have to stop. You're in the middle of one mitzvah. You don't have to stop for another. We'll stop there today. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.